Hard work and dedication is how championship teams are made. Everyone at Signature Bank would like to congratulate all area athletes on a job well done. At Signature Bank, we promote academic achievement and sports excellence. When it comes to banking, we have over 40 years of experience. Supporting your local businesses and communities is our focus. And when you invest with Signature Bank, you invest in your community. The best of luck to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Your number one Harbor Beach Pirate fan, Auto Owners Insurance and Albert Insurance Agency of Harbor Beach and Port Hope is a winning combination. They'll work with you to ensure your home, auto, business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Call Albert Insurance Agency in Harbor Beach at 479-0143 or in Port Hope at 428-4113 for all your insurance needs.
The new year heralds it's coming. An event unrivaled that will change everything. This January, everything will be consumed by black. The Black January sales event at Thumb Cellular. Mankind will witness the biggest BlackBerry event ever. Customers will seize their destinies and experience the power and productivity of a BlackBerry smartphone. They will choose from a BlackBerry Curve 3, a BlackBerry Curve 4, a BlackBerry Storm 2, or a BlackBerry-style smartphone free with a one-year contract and smartphone data plan. From among these heroes, legends will be born when they take hold of the power of a BlackBerry Torch or a BlackBerry Bold free with a two-year contract and smartphone data plan. Terms of service apply. Available at Thumb Cellular with locations in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky. This January, when all goes black, the glow of smartphones will light the way. Thumb Cellular's Black January event. 1 month, limited supplies, and all the world's hopes.
Custom is a lifestyle choice, a decision to embrace your individuality and install it in the things you own, the things you surround yourself with. There's no limit to what you can customize when you team up with D&M Cabinet Shop of Roo. From new cabinets to gorgeous floors, including new trim and doors. That's what D&M Cabinets is all about, customizing things that work for you. Are you ready for a change? Is it time for new counters, cabinets, floors, trim, or doors? If so, call Doug at D&M Cabinet Shop of Roo at 479-9271 or visit them at dnmcabinet.com. D&M Cabinets would also like to wish the Ugly Bearcats good luck in their game against the Harbor Beach Pirates. Go Bearcats!
Hey farmers, got liquid manure to haul? Why buy equipment when you can have Gettner Dirty LLC haul your liquid manure for less? They can do the close haul with tractor tankers and the long hauls with semi-tankers. They can also load and haul your solids. Give Gettner Dirty LLC a call at 551-1487. And for all your excavation needs, give Gettner Excavating LLC of Ruth a call. Ray and Martin Gettner has over 55 years combined experience. Gettner done right the first time. That's Gettner Dirty LLC or Gettner Excavating LLC of Roof. Give them a call 864-5549 or 551-1487.
Make your New Year's resolution to have your vehicle checked out for safe winter driving at Ubley Motor Service. The professionals at Ubley Motor Service will check your belts, hoses, brakes, shocks, tires, and wiper blades. Right now, save $40 when you purchase a pair of Napa Quick Struts. Special pricing on Cooper, BF Goodrich, and Goodyear tires. Ubley Motor Service has a tire changing machine that can accommodate up to 24-inch rims and run flat tires. From tune-ups to transmission overhauls and complete engine replacement. Trust the pit crew at Ubley Motor Service. And good luck, Ubley Bearcats.
Well, jumping jack flash, that's exactly what it was tonight. A lot of high jumping action on both sides of the ball. Harbor Beach comes out on top, though, wins by 11. Over the Ubley Bearcats, Harbor Beach 52, Ubley 41. Let's go through the stats first for Ubley. A lot of it was from Marshall Librand. We'll get to him in a second. Austin Drake had 1-3 for 3 total points. Dave Rakowski, another 3 for 3 points. Gabe Messing, he had 3 free throws and a 3 for 6 points. Marshall Librand, 21 points, the leading scorer for the Bearcats. Josh White ended up with 8. Ubley shot 10 for 12 from the free throw line for 83.3%. On the Harbor Beach side of things, Aaron Ginter had 5. Jason Hansen had 7. Jeremy Hansen had one. That's not right. Those are Jason Hansen's free throws. Other than on Hansen. Hansen had a, whatever. Eli, I was almost so close to being perfect this game, too. Eli Kraft, the leading scorer for both teams, though, at 22 points, edges out Lifrant by one. Right there, though, I think those are the two best players in the league. Perhaps,
oh, they were absolutely fun to watch. These kids, they went after each other. It was almost like, clear the barn a little bit and put a basketball on a string like a yo-yo and just watch them go.
Just watch the two go. Jordan Booms had eight. Andrew Seaman had six. And Sloan Glassy had three for a total of 52 points. Defeat the Ugly Bearcats by 11. The one concerning thing, though, down the road when it comes down to the tournament, Harbor Beach shot 12 for 23 from the charity stripe. That's only 52.1%. You want that number close to 70.
Do you think Coach Rubel's going to be going into the gym tomorrow and maybe a point of emphasis might be free throws?
Just perhaps, yes.
That's what I think.
That's a safe bet.
As far as the field goals percentages, Coach Rubel's going to be pretty happy with this. I mean, they're 18 for 34 totally, 52%. That is lighting up the net.
I agree.
They didn't really have to do a lot of looking at the net in the second half as they were milking the clock with that lead that they had built up.
And Harbor Beach, let's go through quarter by quarter before we get into a little more stats here. Harbor Beach led after 1, 13-11. Harbor Beach then led by 6 at halftime, 31-25. Then it was 43-30 in after 3. Then at the end of regulation, 52-41. The big stat, I think, Ugly in the third quarter only scored 5 points.
Ugly had gotten it within 8 points. And they were trying desperately to go ahead and cut into it because they're putting all the three-point shooters in there. Josh White was doing a yeoman's job getting inside and gathering rebounds and trying to put it back out for his team. But unfortunately for Ugly today, they were 13 for 35 and it's 37% shooting from the field. And I know Coach Pickle is looking for a little bit more from that, especially from three-point land when they're going to live on and eventually die on that tonight.
And now you said at halftime, what was the Bearcats shooting?
72%
in the first half. In the second half?
In the second half, totally, it was 37.
Wow. That's the difference, folks, right there.
Well, first half, they're getting layups. And, both teams were for that matter. But when you have to rely on the three-point shot to go ahead and keep you in the ball game or to try to get yourself into the ball game or a lead, that's awful tough.
It's tough. And I give credit to both teams. So this was a very enjoyable game to call. I mean, I was rooting for both teams, honestly.
It was really fun. Like I said, fun to watch. This is a fundamentally sound team, both squads. What I was really impressed with was the defensive end where everyone was putting their hands on passing lanes. They were quick hands. There were a lot of pickpockets out there. In fact, I'll tell you what, I would turn these guys loose on New York City, and they could call with $1 million.
Wow. I really like that zone defense of Upley. I can't get over that metaphor. Let's try the Palace. You can't go straight to Madison Square Gardens. Yes!
Oh, I was talking the streets of New York City.
You're talking streets. Okay.
Central Park.
I'm talking MSG. Well, I really like that zone defense of Ugly. That's very strong, especially when you got two big men like Josh White and Marshall Ibrand holding down the rear of that man.
You saw a zone tonight from Ugly that has man-to-man principle. And while they are showing you zone, actually what they're doing is they're playing man-to-man because they match up so well. And you hit the point where you have two kids that are 6'6", and you can't ignore that. And that made it awful tough on Harbor Beach today.
And like you saw, Marshall Lightbrand had all 14 points in the second quarter for Obley. In the second half, he only had 5.
He is so smooth at it, too.
Oh, he's very smooth. I mean, at one point there, he probably had about 9 points in a row. This all of a sudden, bam, three-pointer, right down. He's driving down the lane. This kid has college potential, and I expect him to see him at least D2, not D1, if not D1.
It depends. Is he going to grow anymore?
Well, 6'6", that's a pretty good swing man.
And he's 6'6", forward in high school. That's pretty good.
A 6'6" forward, but that's a shooting forward in college ball there. Well, we're rambling now. So that's going to do it from Harbor Beach. John, it was an honor. We'll see you next week. John,
Clark.
I'm talking to John here. And we will talk to you folks next week as we are hitting the road once again where I don't even know. Well, you're tuned to WLEW, your home for WLEW Sports. Harbor Beach defeats Ugly. 52-41.